This is the Composer's Datebook for January 21st. I'm John Burge. The first piano concerto by Brahms received its premier public performance on today's date in 1858 with the Hanover Court Orchestra under the direction of Brahms' close friend, Joseph Joachim, and its 25-year-old composer as soloist. That first night, audience had never heard anything quite like it. In his biography of Brahms, Jan Swofford describes what was expected of a piano concerto back then, namely, virtuosic brilliance, dazzling cadenzas, not too many minor keys, and nothing too tragic. To the degree that these were the rules, writes Swofford, Brahms violated every one of them. His concerto opens with heaven-storming drama, continues with deeply melancholic lyricism, and closes with something akin to hard-fought, even grim, triumph. Rather than a display of flashy virtuosity, Brahms' concerto comes off as somber and deeply emotional. A second performance 5 days later in Leipzig was hissed. "I am experimenting and feeling my way," Brahms wrote to his friend Joachim, adding, "all the same, the hissing was rather too much." Now regarded as a dark romantic masterpiece, it's important to remember how long it took audiences to warm to Brahms' music. The American composer Elliot Carter recalled that even in the 1920s, Boston concertgoers used to quip that the exit signs meant "this way" in case of Brahms. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.